This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 28. For Friday, August 21st, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE futures canola contracts are stronger on Friday. The November canola contract is up $2.90 at $485.90 per ton. The January contract is up $3.10 at $493.80 per ton. Hot weather is forecast across most of the Canadian prairies this week, and some market participants believe it's adding a weather premium into prices ahead of harvest. The Canadian dollar was slightly weaker at midday, which was supportive of canola prices. The dollar was around 75.7 U.S. cents at midday due to comparable strength in the American dollar. Chicago soy oil was stronger at midday, which also gave canola values a boost. Nearby contracts were up by about a tenth of a cent at midday. Soybean futures are slightly lower despite reports of strong export demand. This morning, the USDA announced two private export sales, one purchase made by China and the other made by unknown destinations. China purchased 400,000 tons of new crop soybeans, and 368,000 tons were purchased by unknown destinations. Yesterday's export sales report from the USDA showed new crop bookings totaled 2.5 million tons last week. Corn futures are slightly stronger on Friday. This morning, the USDA reported a sale of 405,000 tons of new crop corn purchased by China. There are reports of dry growing conditions in key regions of the Corn Belt, which is giving some support to prices. France's corn crop is also suffering due to dry growing conditions. Their crop rating dropped by 3% to total 62% good to excellent. Wheat futures are stronger today. Last week, China purchased between 700,000 and 1 million tons of wheat from France, and France has shipped 200,000 tons of wheat to China so far this year. One Russian firm is increasing their expectations for the country's wheat production next year by 300,000 tons to total 81.2 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker today. The November soybean contract is down by half a cent at $9.04 per bushel. September soy oil is up by about a tenth of a cent at 31.4 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal is down 3.60 at 290.20 per hundredweight. Corn futures are slightly higher, with the December contract up half of a cent at 3.40 per bushel. Chicago oats are steady, with the December contract up a fraction of a cent at 2.62 per bushel. Wheat futures are higher today. Chicago December is up 6.5 cents at 5.35. Kansas City December is up 4 cents at 4.56. And Minneapolis spring wheat is up a cent in the December contract at 5.28. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Friday, August 21st. For more news from the Markets Farm News team and expert analysis from Bruce Burnett and Mike Jubinville, go to marketsfarm.com. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.